Iceland is still trying to pick itself back up after its banking system collapsed 2 years ago. That may be one reason ancient Icelandic chanting is gaining in popularity. The chants are all about hardship and toughing it out in the cold North Atlantic. The world's Jerry Haddon has the story.
On a snowy day, about a half an hour outside Reykjavik, three men gather in a claustrophobic self-storage unit. It's the kind of place you might keep your snowmobile in the off-season. But these chant masters are rehearsing here for their next show. They've been invited to Berlin.
Það vandi að sjá sig svo eigrandist fríður hvert það band sem bindur mig.
This is typical Icelandic chanting. There are just four short verses, but they carry the weight of the world. This one's about how hard it is to go against society in this tiny country, says chanter Steindor Andersson.
That is difficult to.
He says it's about how difficult it is to take care of yourself without disturbing others.
Ties down your spirit.
Andersson is joined by the other two men on the marimba. Its vibes are all pieces of local slate-like stone. This chant references ancient pagan myths whose meanings have been lost. But part of it describes how the end of the world is coming. Everything on earth is in decline. Still, it's not all doom and gloom. The gods above are having a party. Maybe it isn't the end after all, says marimba player Hilmar Hilmarsson. That question mark, he says, is typical in Icelandic verse.
The poetry is quite depressing in an uplifting way. I know this sounds paradoxical, but sometimes we like to count our misfortunes, and then maybe towards the end of the poem, I mean, we see sort of a glimpse of light at the end of the tunnel, and so it ends on a hopeful but never joyful note. But I mean, I think that's a way of dealing with things through centuries.
Those things include volcanic eruptions, centuries of colonial domination by the Norwegians and Danes, and the repression of Iceland's pagan religious beliefs, and now the banking crisis. Private banks lost billions when they overleveraged and collapsed in 2008. England and Denmark are demanding billions of dollars to pay back their citizens caught in the financial debacle. This month, Icelanders voted overwhelmingly not to pay that money back, though negotiations continue. Meanwhile, Andersson has written a chant, a rather sarcastic chant, about the standoff.
Bankana skal bjarga neyð, burt með leiða skapi.
We have to help the banks, he sings, and put aside our anger. Don't worry, the poor people will soon cover the bank's losses.
Ljótt mun greiða tapið.
Andersson's bank ditty isn't the chanter's only nod to modernity. Steindor Andersson has collaborated with the Icelandic pop band Sigur Rós. Sigur Rós plays spacey orchestral rock to crowds around the world. Think elves with electric distortion. In Sigur Rós's 2007 documentary, Heima, or Home, Andersson takes the stage with them. These sorts of fusion moments are the exception, though. What remains at the end of the day are the pure chants themselves. Even that marimba is a modern-day addition, although it might just stay in the mix. These chanters call it a happy artistic coincidence. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Reykjavik, Iceland.
Heyrði illa ofan konur,
You can watch a video of one of the chant masters at work. Just go to theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.